Welcome to the Shift Spotlight Podcast. I'm Winter, your host and VP of Strategy at GCE Strategic Consulting. GCE are business transformational experts that provide fractional and executive leadership services that help business owners and CEOs shift from working in the business to working on the business. Our podcast was created to celebrate CEOs, visionaries, and the EOS community, all while promoting your business to our remarkable and influential network. We are excited to celebrate your stories of change, challenge, success, and shifts you've made happen along the way. The Shift Spotlight is always looking for podcast guests. Go to shiftspotlight.com to apply today. We'd love to have you. Hey, everybody, it's Winter with the Shift Spotlight, and today we're here with Deborah Agrafajo. She is managing partner of Touchstone Advisors and can be found at touchstoneadvisors.com. So welcome to the show, Deborah.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so if you could wake up tomorrow with any superpower, business aside, what would you pick and how would you use it?
So as a child, I always wanted to fly like through the air myself, like that would have been it. But I think as an adult, I'd like to be able to time travel.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I'd like to be able to kind of pop in and out and get things done as necessary.
And like, oh, when you realize that decision made that course, you can just like pull back that decision and change that course.
Exactly. Exactly. Some editing and redefining would be fun.
That would be awesome. That's a really good one. Okay. So at a high level, why don't you tell us what it is that you do?
So Touchstone Advisors is an advisory firm that focuses on mergers and acquisitions, which is the very fancy way of saying exiting your business, or growing through helping somebody else exit their business. We work with business owners on kind of the buy sell side, either or, and
so this is a very popular subject, right? And especially for our audience, because a lot of we joke, but a lot of the clients that GCE works with or that come on this podcast, they kind of are like accidental entrepreneurs, right? They just like fell into this business because they were skiing on a mountain, their glasses broke, and they created a better way or whatever the scenario.
Of course.
But then they get into running a business and they're just in it. They're in the mud. They're just like, you know, going through war and clawing through. And then like all of a sudden, like they have that epiphany where it's like, what's my end game? And so that's kind of where, you know, people start thinking about you. But when should they be thinking about you? Because end game at that point, it's probably, you know, you're behind the eight ball a little bit. When should they be thinking about you?
So that's a very popular question. We get that often. It's easiest if you start thinking about it from the beginning, right? Yeah. Like when you set up, if you think about, you know, the tax implications of an S-corp versus a C-corp versus, you know, for an exit are very different than operating.
Right.
So like I said, beginning is great, but so unusual.
Yes.
And we can work with anything. Mm-hmm. I recommend, like, everybody has to exit, right? You know, it's like one of those awful things, like your will, that you have to think about at some point, because it's going to happen. Yeah. It is better if you give us a bit of time to prepare.
Yeah.
We would like 3 years to kind of help get all the bugs out, find all the skeletons in the closet, because while you have been operating in the day-to-day and just, you know, and we've all, one of the nice things about our firm is we are all prior business owners.
Yeah.
So we've been where you are. We know that the day-to-day grind is the life you're living. And even though you might have a moment where you go, oh, I'm so done, I want to just close the doors right now, you aren't doing that.
Yeah.
So
it's a threat, but it's not going to be executed on.
Correct. Exactly. And it's interesting because you would think, or sometimes we hear that, you know, oh, that's a small company problem. Nope. I've heard, you know, 50 plus million revenue company execs say the same thing. I'm so frustrated that sometimes I want to close the doors.
Yeah.
before you get to that point, before you get to those feelings, you should come to us so that
Right.
we can help you figure out what the alternatives are.
Right. And so you talk about finding skeletons in the closet, and you've guided, many founders through an emotional and operational prep for a successful exit. What is the single most common blind spot CEOs have when they think they're ready to sell, but actually aren't?
The do-it-all Dolly approach,
Mm-hmm.
right? So you want to control all of it because that's how you've been successful. But your company is now so dependent on you that that's a problem for when you want to exit.
Right. So, how do you get them out of their way? Because we deal a lot with this, with what we do at GCE and owners in general who are so used to having their hands in everything and they want to grow and they want to scale, but they also don't know how to let go of that vine. And when they do, they start to feel like off. And so, I mean, that's sort of the DNA baked into being a CEO or visionary. How do you get them out of their way? Because this is something where, you might know your business and you might control a lot of aspects of it, but the exit, you're the expert at, not them. And
Right.
that's hard. So how do you balance that?
It is hard. It's a process. That's part of the 3-year need of time, honestly, to get you the best value is to get you used, get the people in place that you can rely on, get you comfortable in relying on them, and take the time in that transition period so that you can let go. If
Right.
you're not comfortable with the person you're letting go to, then
How are you going to be with your buyer, right? Like
I mean,
and
and that's a factor. And we have people. I met with a lovely pair of owners just yesterday. And I said, you're never selling your whole business. This is like, we can start working on your exit plan. Right now, you have created a scenario where you are so much the focus here. The buyer's not gonna, they're not gonna buy 100%. So, are you okay with continuing to work and getting a role equity in the new vision? And they were actually like, no, that's actually perfect. We're not ready to completely walk away. So, all different kinds of exits apply. And it's not just a close your door or hand the keys to the new owner scenario.
And, I assume that these deals are complicated and tricky, and a lot of times you get buyer's remorse and cold feet, all the things I've dealt with in luxury real estate for 25 years. So, how, like, what makes Touchstone Advisors different that consistently moves deals across the finish line and not deal with as much fallout?
So the fallout largely comes with lack of preparation. And we have a front-loaded diligence process where we're going to go through as much of that in advance as possible. And taking your company to a buying pool is not going to happen until we're confident that we have the right information. And that's going to keep a deal from breaking.
That's
Now,
the
that being
catch.
said, they break all the time. What we're really good at is putting them back together.
And I mean, I would assume that's just a very common way of being in this type of business.
The breaking, yes. And we avoid a lot of it by being prepared in advance and making sure that our clients are prepared in advance. But the temptation is there for a lot of our owners that are used to doing everything themselves. Oh, I can sell my own business. But you're so emotionally involved in what is and isn't good in your business, you're probably not actually the right person.
You're definitely not the right person. Wink,
Right?
wink.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because there's emotions in those breakings, and we are there entirely to be the buffer to help get past that. When the buyer is frustrated with you and you're frustrated with the buyer, if you're actually telling those things to each other, it's probably not a good plan. The
Yep,
deal's probably
exactly.
dead instead of fixable at that point.
Exactly. And so you talk a lot about preparedness, but what is one thing that a CEO or visionary can do in the next 30 days that makes their business more attractive to buyers, even if they're not planning to sell for decades?
Grow.
Bro.
Like the if there's an expansion multiple, the larger your business is, the easier it is to get you the multiple that you want. So focus on your growth. If you've got 10 years, work on your sales structure, work on your marketing. If you're a type of business that should be thriving on social media and you're not thriving on social media, make that hire, whether it's an outside firm or an internal employee. But the focus on growth is important. And
Yeah,
it's important to you for the next 10 years, right? Like
right.
that's how you get more money in the operational component.
Yeah. And
So.
I know, like in what I do, everybody's trying to time the market, when to buy, when to sell, when to do this, when to do that. And I think people in your industry want they want to time it as well with the exit. But from your viewpoint, what matters more than timing, and what should founders like stop obsessing over?
Stop obsessing over what your neighbor at the golf course got for their business that is nothing like yours. Like,
That's a very good one. That is a very good one too, because yeah, they all sit there and talk about this and that, and I get this too. It's like, well, my friend's realtor did this, and it's like, yeah, but your friend's realtor didn't have the emotional situation you got going on, you know?
right. And if you know, the number of people that are like, oh, well, Apple sold their stock for, they did this. They did
Yeah.
a partial sale. Yes, they're Apple.
Yep.
Your company is not Apple. So
Yep.
you can't compare yourself to a public market. You can't compare yourself to your best friend that had a tech company because they're just not the same.
Yeah. Okay, so let's shift gears a little bit. Let's talk about your company in general. How many employees do you have?
So we have 12 advisors and we have 4 back office employees.
Okay.
We have done that intentionally. We've grown in geography. We did our first acquisition of a smaller firm in New Hampshire. We're continuing to look to grow and build our own advisors. We just expanded into Philly. We think that our people should have a location where they network with the attorneys, accountants, wealth managers, et cetera, in their area, and support the businesses in their area. Now that's not saying, right? Like I have a focus on promotional products, so I have clients all through the US. We can certainly accommodate that, but at some point, you're shaking somebody's hand, and that's easier to do if they're in your geography.
And so you're looking to expand to these different geographies. So not everybody's under one roof and in the same house. So how do you keep your advisors and employees motivated and engaged in their work when they're not consistently coming into the necessarily the same office?
Yeah, so that's actually kind of a big focus. Right, because we are completely virtual and we made the choice in 2019, before Zoom became really cool.
Yeah, before COVID, like well played.
I mean, it was good from that standpoint, but bad from getting everybody culturally associated to having, virtual meetings instead of in-person meetings.
Yeah.
And that goes
It was
for.
way ahead of its time. I mean, you want me to meet on this box thing when like
Exactly.
I get dressed up and go to the office currently, like wow, but I mean, I just think of the timing of that. I mean, that's an example of why you don't wait or try to time your exits, because you can't time the market. Nobody rings a bell at the top, nobody rings a bell at the bottom. Nobody told you COVID was happening.
Nope.
You just took a risk and it paid off, and good luck and congratulations, you
Yep.
know.
It worked well. I mean, there was some writing on the wall, right? Like we saw that there was digital filing systems that were being effectively used. There was some meetings set, like meeting options online that we could start utilizing. So we were able to kind of capture that and make that choice.
Hi, I am Ken Paskins, the CEO of GCE Strategic Consulting. After decades of helping companies from pre-revenue startups to Fortune 50 giants, I wanted to create something that every leader could use right now. That's why we built the CEO Navigator. It is a custom GPT that helps you uncover real root causes of business challenges, build a focused 90-day plan, and even expose blind spots across your business that you don't yet see coming. This is not just artificial intelligence. It's built upon decades of proven operator experience, distilled in a tool that you can start using today. To explore further, please go to gcestrategicconsulting.com/CEO-navigator-GPT and see for yourself how it can help you lead with clarity and confidence.
So, as you've grown into this sort of virtual foundation, what challenges have you faced and how have you overcome them?
So we had probably the largest challenge is training, right? Getting everybody on the same page collectively on process. We did a program called EOS within our own organization, and that made a significant difference because there are three of us that are partners, and that doesn't always equate to everybody going in the same direction.
Yep, absolutely.
So those
It's probably
conversations.
even harder to have three partners than it is to just, but at the same time, too, there's some guardrails there where, not one person can go necessarily rogue. And then there's obviously the Trump vote.
Oh, you know what? Honestly, going rogue is always a problem. There are three of you.
That's hilarious. How did you guys even come about EOS?
So we met them as we met Outpace, which is the Rick Fawcett's implementer in Connecticut, and we met him. He came to us and said, "We feel like we can add value to lots of your companies that you're selling and preparing for a sale." And we said, "Yep, that's one possibility, but could you add value to us?" Because we knew we did it as we started the first merger of the company that we purchased, and it's harder than you think. The
Absolutely.
integration is harder than you think, and so even for us, as we were struggling to integrate, because we that added 30% more advisors, and another anomaly of the office manager now was two states away. And we wanted her to take a more operational role and let go of some of our vines into that. So that it just made sense for us.
And I appreciate and commend you for saying that the integration is harder than you thought, because I do think a lot of times the visionary is the integrator. And when you are both, it's very hard for you to truly get to that next level. And I don't know why so many CEOs and visionaries hang on to that role, but I do know that I've seen time and time again when they don't. Like things really start to develop for them. And then when you're talking exit strategy and you're talking growth, that's when monumental leaps and bounds ends up happening in your company. But it's, kind of going back to your time travel. If you could go back and just kind of take that. I had another podcast right before this too. And I asked him, I said, what would you want your superpower to be? And he said, discernment and being able to like pass along information that he's learned throughout this process. But when you could, like, if you could go back and between the two of y'all, if you could go back and, have this information. And then I asked him, what was the one thing that he would do if he could do over? And he said, let go sooner. And that's where, this kind of EOS world can really help you out if it jives with what you're trying to do. 'Cause like not everybody's on the growth trajectory, like some people are just like, I want my time back, right? And so it depends what you're going for.
Well, and that's a key marker. If you're at the point where you no longer want to focus on growing the business, it might be time to start thinking about exiting.
And you're gonna have to get that second wind. to try to get that business, you know, so it's better to find out, like it's better to get prepared earlier so you don't have to muster up a second wind in order
Right.
to get your company
So we
sellable.
see that all the
Yeah,
time,
I bet.
right?
I
Like
bet.
if you're in the middle of a sales process with me and I'm going through and finding out the bugs and you're fixing them and your sales are improving, that's not unusual, because you're reinvigorated.
So, what has been the most difficult part of your partner journey and how have you handled it?
I think aligning with the ideology with all the partners was probably the hardest part.
People, 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 people.
People, always people,
It's
always
always a people
people.
thing. It's like people or processes are why companies make it or break it, and there's kind of nothing in between. And although AI is helpful, you know, you're in an industry that requires white glove kid care service, and I am too, and that is something AI can never replace.
No.
And walking through somebody, you know, crying on the phone about light fixtures is not something IA can handle, you know, AI can handle. So, I
No.
mean, those are always going to be the challenges. And so, where do you go to find balance from those challenges? Like, how do you balance the work-life aspect of what you do?
So it sounds counterintuitive, but it works for me. Both of my kids are now kind of out of the house, which was an adjustment, and I ran into looking up at 9 o'clock and still being at my desk and not having, done anything except fed the dogs and come back to my desk. And I was like, this is not good for me. It's great for the business, but it's not good for the me. And so I was like, what actually made me feel better about life in general when I had the kids at home? Besides, having the kids. And it was really the volunteer aspect that I was missing, right? I was always the Girl Scout leader, the PTA, this, the classroom mom person. And so I was really missing that part of me. And so I joined the Rotary Club here in
Nice. That's a
town.
commitment too. That I've looked at
It
this. It's a
is.
huge commitment.
That's why I was like, this sounds counterintuitive because most people are not going to be like, let's sign up for another job to balance our job. But it's the give back to the community
Yeah, I love that.
that really helped me.
Yeah, I think that's great. I visited with one of them because like they don't take you right away, and you've got to find out if it's good for you and it's you for them. And when I realized the commitment, I was like, "I bid you adieu. That is more than I can do."
Yeah, it's so rewarding though. Like
Yeah, I bet, I bet, I bet. But that is a big undertaking with everything you do. What advice, just a few more questions here. What advice would you give to aspiring entrepreneurs and leaders who are just starting their journey?
it takes a very special person to make something from nothing. And that is what every entrepreneurial person does. And so I think that most of us tend to look and find all the things that we could have, would have done better, wrong, find the holes. That's why we can make something from nothing. So I think it's important to remember that what you're doing is unusual and give yourself the self accolades to continue pushing. What you're doing is unusual. Keep doing it. Keep growing. Keep going.
That's great. That's excellent advice. So, what's on the horizon as we head into 2026? Like, where do you see yourself investing resources for growth? Do you have any new exciting projects on the horizon? Like, what's ahead for you?
So we started this year, we launched Touchstone Talks. We started that as our podcast to reach our owners and support different operational techniques that they can use, information that, might be new, is all kind of outlined there. It kind of keeps us on the pulse with our support teams.
Yeah.
That was a new launch.
Yeah, I love that.
So continuing to grow that is we're only on 20 episodes, so that's
So, fun fact, way to go, because I think it's like less than 5%. Don't quote me on this. I have it. I have it. Of podcasts make it past 10 episodes.
Oh,
So,
I
yeah.
like that fact.
I might need to double check that, but it all starts somewhere, and consistency is key. But yeah, I mean, as somebody who runs the podcast, I know what it takes. And so 20 is definitely an amazing foundation.
Excellent. Well, that's good to hear. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So we'll continue to grow that and maybe some exciting news and the middle of the year about another
Ooh.
expansion. So
Ooh, juicy. Okay. All right. And if somebody listening to you wanted to take the next step with you, what should they do?
reach out, right? Email, LinkedIn, telephone, all of it's right out there, much to my husband's chagrin. I'll answer at any point in time that you need something.
The
Let us know.
classic salesperson.
Absolutely, absolutely.
My husband, when you go on vacation, is like, really, really? Like, I'm,
Yes.
jumping
Yes.
off a bridge or something. And I'm like, hello, this is winter.
Exactly.
Classic
100%.
salesperson.
100%. It's never off. It's never further than right here. We'll always get you to the next step because just like every business, and it's kind of what makes this industry so interesting. Every business is formed uniquely. So
Yeah.
every process is going to look a little different.
Exactly. Well, this was, I think, very timely. I think this is on a lot of our listeners' minds, and I think this needs to be on people's minds way sooner, like you said. So I think I would love to have you back at some point, and we could dive a little bit more into some of this stuff.
Great, great, great. I'd love to
Yeah.
discuss Exit Advantage as well,
Ooh,
which is a program
okay.
that we offer.
All right. Well, thanks so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Shift Spotlight podcast. If you are a business owner, CEO, founder, visionary, or of the EOS community seeking recognition for your exceptional expertise while gaining exposure through our remarkable network, we are actively searching for podcast guests who can bring their inspiring stories to light, and we'd love to showcase your journey. Please visit shiftspotlight.com to apply today. And if you are a listener, I'd love to give a shout out to your business to our whole audience for free. All you have to do is leave a review on Apple Podcasts or follow our newsletter on LinkedIn by searching GCE Strategic Consulting. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show, and it means a lot to me and my team. We believe that every person has a message that can positively impact the world. We love our community who listens and shares our program, so hit subscribe to be inspired and motivated. I promise to bring positivity and inspiration to you and your growing business. We will see you next time.